Good afternoon with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. University of Alaska President Jim Johnson says it remains uncertain to what level campuses will be open in the fall. Speaking at a special UA Board of Regents meeting this morning, President Johnson said students are encouraged to register for fall classes despite the lack of clarity.
We will definitely try our very best to make that decision as soon as possible so that students and faculty and staff have the information they need to plan, but at the same time, we want to see how conditions change, hopefully improve, such that we'll be able to provide more in-person courses than we were able to this spring.
On another front, President Johnson said Governor Dunleavy has approved an exemption from state health mandates, allowing UA researchers to resume work at lab facilities, including aboard the UAF-operated research vessel Sikuliak, as long as it does not involve travel to rural communities. Johnson also updated regents on nearly $8 million in federal funding to help UA with COVID-19 pandemic-related expenses, including $3.9 million specifically for students.
And so the campuses have received that and are now determining how that's to be distributed. In the next couple of weeks, the institution will receive $3.9 million. We're still waiting for the specifics of how that's going to be transferred to us, but it will be coming in the next couple of weeks. And that's a formula approach. So 3.9 to students, 3.9 to the institution.
Johnson said an additional $6.5 million in federal funding is available to Governor Dunleavy for education, some of which could be allocated to the university. Johnson said there are also two other federal funding prospects in developing COVID response bills.
Low to no interest loans to include refinancing of debt, which of course would free up operating funds to address COVID issues and other issues. And then the second is to increase or to include higher education in E-rate.
The federal E-rate program provides telecommunications discounts to schools and libraries. Federal COVID response funds were among topics President Johnson and regents met with Alaska's congressional delegation to discuss following their special meeting this morning. ConocoPhillips announced more spending cuts for Alaska yesterday as oil prices tumbled to an 18-year low. Alaska Public Media reports that the oil giant says it's cutting capital spending in the state by another $200 million. That's on top of a $200 million reduction the company announced last month. Conoco did not announce any layoffs yesterday or cuts to oil production in Alaska. Meanwhile, Alaska North Slope crude fell to under $17 a barrel on Wednesday, the lowest price since early 2002. I'm Dan Bross.